Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, and a yo, too. What's up, y'all? What's up, world? What y'all doing? What's up? We in the building to the spirit of it all, Blog Talk Radio. It's your host, I am him, King, sitting in here with my homie, my brother from other mother, Brother Harold Cootie in the building.
Was shaking.
And you got Father Men down here.
I said, oh, step on back.
Man, as you can see, we're feeling good and happy today, man. I told you this year was going to be upbeat, man. A lot of topics going to be dragged down topics only because they carry burden with them. You want y'all to understand that some of these topics don't necessarily have to be burden bearing. Some we just need to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Talking is therapy. Thanks, Lorenzo Thomas, for that. Man, today, the alternative for the Cleveland Municipal School District. Now, let me clear something up before we start talking and somebody's sitting there mumbling, scrunching up your face, twisting your lips up and your fingers and all the type of stuff. We're not saying that we have the direct funds or direct solution for you right now. What we're saying is, as a collective, which is us involving you and other family and caring parents, we can achieve these goals. So don't hold us on that, well, these aren't great leaders. No, we don't need a great leader. Everybody together is going to be leading the situation and getting us where we need to be going. So we're going to go right up into it. I'm gonna throw it over to you, Brother Harry Cootie, because, I mean, I got a theory. I got a couple solutions, man. You know, dealing with a mom. You got a sister that's part of school board. I grew up with a mom that's part of school board. Father Man got an aunt that's part of school board. So we've been around this lifestyle and this career space for a minute. And, man, what you feel? What's going on, first of all, with the school district? What's the problem?
Is there?
Civil
service. Definitely.
That's evident, matter of fact, that kids are going to school, first of all. That's a clear cut thing that you can point to. Kids don't want this education that they get in school, do they? There's no desire in kids in our neighborhood, in our community, to try to achieve excellence in this school. Our kids are able to do it, but the vast majority lacks the interest in the curriculum, per se, in the curriculum, and the things that are being taught. And we also talk about the method of teaching. You know, Dr. Amos talked about that all the time, how you teach the kids, how the kids learn is the most important part of how you can set up education systems. And we know that the system that's been set up for us goes back to Germany. The German school system, they were going to create drones, you know what I'm saying, for a mechanical building, the Industrial Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Get the basic education so you can go and get yourself out there and work.
Right, mm-hmm. So right, with the reiteration, which meant that the curriculum only accommodated a specific grid or underlying
gotcha.
Bound of what it was to use for.
Mm-hmm. And then all the teachers went to the had their specific way they were taught
right.
to transmit the information that the system wants to transmit to the kids.
Yeah.
So we got to look at how the system is set up, try to create alternatives so that our kids can succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And not succeed right now.
See,
our ass got to be open to that.
Right.
And our kids deserve success. They can have success. And we got to make sure they get it.
See, one thing I like to point out is what do we consider proper education? Like, you know what I'm saying? What do us as parents or peers, what do you consider proper education in the first place? Is it, I've went to school for 12 years and I'm not prepared for survival, prepared to fit into the grid? Or is it, well, I've learned standardized family home basis. I've learned spiritual base. I've learned
military.
Some military. I've learned how to do political. I've learned self-sustainability, garden, agriculture.
Got it.
So when we get to this, well, I feel like when we get to Cleveland Municipal School District, like I say, I'm gonna go with something that Umar Johnson said. The reason our kids are at a lack of interest in the education is because it's a different life period than the one you live in. When you go to school, there is a certain, like you said, there is a certain way you have to act, a certain way you have to walk. They take your individuality away from you. You can no longer be creative because the whole class has to be on this right here. The whole class has to go to music. Now, what if you were musically inclined, but you were graphically inclined? There should be schools that cater to whether we sing homeroom or not. You go to where
you get more of that.
Tailor to your
music,
right. Because we're pinpointing our gifts and talents and nurturing them. So, Father, man, what's up with this pressure? You know, what is Cleveland not doing? What are we failing at?
I would definitely say that Cleveland is failing at producing. I would say Cleveland is.
What is education?
Oh, what is education? Education, I would definitely go back with the Dean Cahoody's broad definition, but education would definitely be the mental structure and foundation to go about being a productive community member or citizen or contributor to your, like I said, to your community. Being able to build within your community with
right.
the right knowledge
yeah.
and build for the future. That's an education. So So our ancestors say the ultimate function of an education is to secure the survival of its people. And right now, the education given to us as a community, as a whole, looking at it, has not done anything all for the survival. Nothing at all. If it continues to go this way, our dropout rates, our death rates, everything will continue to diminish. And not too long, we will be.
We can't look at dropout rates.
Oh, okay.
Because these kids. Dropout rates are kids indicating that the education
Proper education will do everything because all of that.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. So all of that. That's part of the survival mechanism.
Exactly. And that's why I'm glad you said that, because then when you deal with Cleveland, you have to deal with political end. The political end of Cleveland, us being Cleveland citizens, you would probably know better than some of the listeners, that the political end of Cleveland is not built for survival for our people. I'm saying are as in people who are considered on the minority scale. Poor black, poor white, poor Mexican. I'm just saying on that scale.
But
we're not.
This is a mob city.
This is
racketeering
attitude. Lottery. You never on lottery. So
all the factories, industrial areas.
Don't forget,
education was built.
And you're right. Don't forget, this is one of the most heavily populated states for penitentiary outside of Wisconsin.
Right.
outside of Wisconsin.
So let's look at that part. How education evolved. Education ain't even for the upliftment of kids anymore. Kids can't even go to college and get jobs coming out of college anymore. So. It now is a feeder system for the businesses, pipeline for the prisoners.
Exactly.
So we have to be cognizant of those aspects of our education system, our school system, so that we can begin to fight those as a community, and understand that those are the things that we are being destroyed as a community.
As you said, I'm glad you said that, because would you agree that privatization and charter installations, would you agree with that? That's helping with the
thing
pipeline to the penitentiary?
Oh, I would definitely.
That's definitive.
Who is those private people? Who are those private people that are owning these schools?
Right.
And these penitentiaries?
Right.
The same people.
So, how do you guarantee that you can have those bunks still at the prison? If you own the school, you make sure you got security there.
Look at the mind
kids getting failed, and you build a psychology in the kids. And then once they get old enough, they're going to be taking up one of the beds in the prison.
That's it. Look at the mentality behind such a plan like that one. That one has to be, that's not a short-term plan at all. It's like a 20 at least, a 50-year plan to say, I'm going to buy and be a part of this education system, and then fuck it up, and then have these people be placed within my prison system.
I was talking with somebody. These people so much better to think of so far ahead. And they really don't. They be playing this by ear. As the time flies, they don't think more than 5, 10 years down the line. You know what I'm saying? Stuff be coming up. They're on the road with the process. Because they are together. You know what I'm saying? They have a system. So if we can build our system, build our kids, build this education system so that our kids can succeed.
That's right.
So we can roll with the punches. We can deal with situations as they come.
I'm glad you said that the fact that we do give credit to these powers. And, you know, we give credit to them having outstanding minds and thinking so far ahead. And we have to be properly educated to find out where their thinking came from. If we knew where their thinking came from, we could never think that they think like this because it's our thinking. Think we should start to control our thinking. I would agree with, now I'm not saying everybody should be homeschooled. What I'm saying is we should be in control of our own school. We should be in control of our own curriculum. I am a African descendant person. It's fair to me and it's fair to my children to know my history. It's fair to me, if I'm going to accept Americanization, it's still fair to me to know where I come from. See, when a Chinese man is here in America and he has a child, his child is not called American. That baby is still called Chinese. Relevant. Yeah. It's a moot point. other people.
Right.
They don't deal with other people's mentalities.
That's right.
They don't deal with other people.
Yep. It's unnatural.
That's right.
So it's unnatural because it's not conducive to even the thought process that we should be having because we geographically misplaced. So to a certain degree, we don't even get the same mental concentration that we're supposed to be getting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're dealing with four seasons.
Right.
We're not dealing with tropical weather.
Mm-hmm.
We're not dealing with an onslaught of something that's going to keep your melanin charged.
Mm-hmm.
So there is more to this school system block thing than the public actually, you know what I'm saying, is ready to overstand.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we say. It do start at home. I'm an avid believer. It starts at home. Before you leave the home, like when we were coming up, it started at home, buddy. You knew how to read, write, add, subtract, alphabetize, and all of that before you got to school.
And you had manners.
Before you got to school.
So let's talk about some of the things that Dr. Umar talks about with special education,
These are things where successors are where they're at. They use these tactics. They use these skills. We need to get back to that. So I'm not bashing the school board structure as a whole because it could be a positive situation in the right hands, under the right political movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the Cleveland Municipal School District is built for failure.
It's built for failure. Let's make sure we remember what it's about. And it has a purpose, direction, gets you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of people caught up in education itself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Have people get caught up in their own particular field in general.
Yeah.
And they see the world through that field.
And they call that education.
Yeah. And they call that education. So you got to make sure that what's even, what we can't let go to the waste. To the side is that politics and economics and bringing people coming together as uniting, building systems, building communities, developing one another, companies, entrepreneurs,
you do all the businesses.
That is the point.
That's
the only thing that's going to build a future for our kids.
So I think entrepreneurship is first and foremost in our team,
right,
in our position. It has to be, because I was just having a talk with my grandmother earlier, and I was saying, well, you know, Grandma, all the Arab stores in our community, where?
Yeah.
Right. Have you ever driven through the Arab community?
Right.
Have you ever rolled through one?
Right.
And they don't go to our school
either.
Well, yeah, they do. I went to school with them. I went to Lincoln Westwood here. They taught here.
Here,
you know, the language.
Right.
I'm more from
Westwood. Yeah, Westwood.
I'm just saying, where do we ride through and see a whole Arab community? But they're occupying our community.
It's dead,
taking the money out of here.
It's gone.
We need entrepreneurship. We need other restaurants, soul food, ain't B&M's, man.
But remember, education ain't only the classroom.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
No, and again, the ultimate purpose of education is the survival of its people.
I hear you.
Apprenticeship, so hands-on, people know what they're doing.
Right.
That's important, too. Well, all these kids, they miss the center class to get their education. They're not.
Damn.
Some people got to get their hands-on, get out there, work with the mechanic.
Work with the painter,
carpenter, and
build,
man.
Learn something. So, to the good of it all, man. We love y'all for the support. Thank you all. We'll see you with y'all tomorrow.